It has been almost 2 weeks since the legislature okayed a state license plate that would serve as a fundraiser for an anti-abortion group.
And yet, it still hasn't been put in front of Governor Rick Snyder for his signature. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
The Michigan Constitution says a governor has 2 weeks to sign or veto a bill once it's been adopted by the legislature and placed before him.
But there is no timeline for when the legislature, once it has approved a bill, has to actually send it to the governor.
Which brings us to the, quote, choose life license plate, which would raise money for the anti-abortion group Right to Life of Michigan.
Specialty license plates aren't unusual in Michigan. We've got them right now for public universities, for the Red Cross, Boy Scouts, and other charitable organizations. But because we are talking here about abortion, it's controversial.
Earlier efforts to create a Choose Life plate have collapsed because of the controversy. It was just considered to be too much for what's supposed to be a non-controversial service offered by the state.
And if you're for abortion rights, you don't get the same opportunity to display your views and then send a share of your license plate fees to your side of the argument.
Now, the official word for why the bill has not been sent to the governor is that it's being carefully proofread. But this is not a long bill, 440 words. Normally, it would be filed with the governor's office within a day or two.
So there is something else going on here.
And it all hinges on the fact that this bill is very likely headed for a veto.
Rick Snyder ran as a pro-life Republican, but the reality is the anti-abortion movement has never really considered him to be one of them.
From the start, in fact, in the 2010 Republican primary, Right to Life of Michigan sought out and made an alliance with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and they came together in an unusual last-ditch effort to block Snyder's nomination because they just didn't trust him.
In office, Snyder has signed some new abortion restrictions, but he has also vetoed anti-abortion bills.
Bills that would have made legal abortions unavailable to victims of rape or incest, for example. This bill seems to be headed for the same veto fate.
So what is going on here is either Senate Republicans are sitting on the bill in hopes of finding a way to make a bargain on the Choose Life license plate,
or they're sitting on it to avoid the controversy blowing up before wrapping up work on the state budget and a controversial teacher pension overhaul this week. But I will make this prediction.
And that is?
Let's not forget Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly is expected to make a play for the Republican nomination for governor now that Snyder is term limited.
Which will be determined by a GOP base that is decidedly anti-abortion.
So if Snyder vetoes this bill, look for Brian Kelly and likely Republican rival Attorney General Bill Schuette, by the way, to publicly break with the governor and announce they would have signed it.
Oh, I've done a lot of things different.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.